Well, today is 2019, July the 4th, the Independence Day. Hello, everyone. Now, I don't know if Facebook and YouTube are working or not. Yesterday evening, people could not hear or see me on, or they could see me, but they couldn't hear me on Facebook. And then YouTube did not save my file yesterday, so there's a lot of glitches going on right now. So I'm not sure what's going on with Facebook and YouTube. I don't know. Ashley, are you able to hear me this morning on Facebook? Good to see you, brother. It's interesting because it appears my Facebook is working fine, but other people last night could not see it, so they had to go over to YouTube. So I don't know whether it's working or not. Anyway, the history of the United States is very interesting. There's a fellow, he's a nationally known figure, he's written books and everything, and his name is Dave Barton. David Barton is an Armenian, and he's tried to rewrite history to show that everything about the United States is Christian. Well, everything about the United States is not Christian. Well, I'm glad to know it's okay now. I appreciate you giving me the feedback. It's kind of strange when you're broadcasting and you wonder if you're just talking to the air. But anyway, David Barton has tried to portray that we're a Christian nation, founded on Christian principles. And that just simply is not the case. If you go into history and you start studying history, you'll find that the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution is a Catholic document, a universal document, a document which denies the sovereignty of God, a document which proclaims that all men are created equal, and they're endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. And I have this book written, Vatican Jesuit Global Conspiracy. Very interesting book. Ronald Cook. Well, Rome, Washington was laid out just a lot like Vatican. A lot like Vatican. Welcome aboard, Wes Jacobson. And if you want to do a study about the leaders of this country, might want to study the Carroll family. Might be interesting. They're the ones that started Georgetown University. And welcome aboard, Brock Morgan. The Carroll family were Jesuits. And first Catholic church was established in Maryland, and that's why it was called that, Maryland, not Maryland, Maryland. I want to just read just a little blip for you. Inside the House of Representatives are the busts of two Roman Catholic popes. And not just any popes, but ten responsible for founding the Great Inquisition, a movement unlike any other horror recorded in the history of mankind. Worse than the Holocaust of World War II, for it gripped all of Europe with terror for nearly 600 years. Yet, in 1949 and 50, a series of relief orders for the control of the chamber were added to the interior of the U.S. Capitol that was intended to depict historical figures noted for their work in establishing the principles that underlie American law. Men like Thomas Jefferson and George Mason are to be found on the list, which makes sense to most students of history. And with them are a host of others, at least some of whom seem acceptable. But in the midst of this collection, we find Pope Innocent III and him Gregory IX, two of history's most wicked figures, arguing that these men fully influenced a government that is dedicated to the human freedom. This requires a twisted imagination, seeing that they were both involved in the Great Inquisition, which killed over 50 million people. Well, when I say that the United States is not a Christian nation, that's exactly what I mean. I've come to understand that Judeo-Christian really means Judeo-Catholic. Judaism and Catholicism. And even though sometimes they seem to be opposed to each other, they're really in the same camp. They're both of a Luciferian doctrine. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams. Benjamin Franklin. Nearly every body recognizes these as founding fathers, framers of the Constitution, heroes of the Revolutionary War. But all of these had already been influenced by the lies of the Masonic Lodge. Thomas Jefferson, who authored Constitution, was very influenced by the Masons. And there were a great many more founding fathers. Even though the names of the Carroll family are not very well recognized, the only Catholic signer of the Declaration of Independence was Daniel Carroll. And Daniel's brother, John Carroll, who became America's first Catholic bishop. Charles Carroll was the most illustrious and best known of the Carrolls. He was the only signer whose property was mentioned in the Declaration of Independence. Carrollton was a 10,000-acre estate in Frederick County, Maryland, that Charles Carroll's father had given him on his education. At the time he signed the Declaration, it was against the law for a Catholic to hold public office or to vote, although Maryland was founded by and for Catholics in 1634. And in 1649 and later, and in 1689, the Glorious Revolution placed severe restrictions on Catholics in England. The laws were changed in Maryland. Catholicism was repressed. Well, if you want to do a study on the Carrolls, it's very interesting. You know, Daniel Carroll was a member of the Continental Congress. He later became a member of the first United States Congress. He was also served up to the time of his death in the Senate in Maryland, And he was appointed by George Washington as one of the first three commissioners of the new federal city that is now known as the District of Columbia. John Carroll was his younger brother, and he was educated as a Jesuit. And he founded a private school for boys and named it after the town where it was located, Georgetown. And we know that Georgetown went on to be one of the largest and most renowned Jesuit universities in the United States. John Carroll was very close to George Washington. He wrote a prayer at the time of Washington's inauguration asking God's blessing on the President and Congress and government of the United States. George Washington gave John Carroll a modified version of the Seal of the United States to the institution that is now Georgetown University. And that seal is still in use. Well, it's true that there were a lot of people that were protesting Roman Catholicism in the United States. And a lot of people came to this country seeking religious freedom. But they ended up finding out that the United States was based upon a lie. The Constitution was based upon a lie. All men were not created equal. All men were created, but they're not created equal. And they are not endowed by the Creator with certain inalienable rights. Man is born into this world, born and conceived in sin. And according to the Bible, he deserves nothing more than hell, eternal damnation. He was told in the Garden of Eden, in the day you eat of it, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, in the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. And all men are born and conceived in sin. And apart from the grace of God, there is no freedom. Everybody declaring liberty and freedom and justice for all. Listen, the only liberty is in Christ. That's the only liberty. The Bible tells us that if Lord shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Freedom is not found in a document. Freedom is not found in the signing of a declaration of independence. Freedom is found in the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit more tonight on our broadcast at 5 o'clock. But there has been a lot of lies perpetrated about the United States and its founding documents. The Bill of Rights. I've heard many people say, you know, well, our rights come from God. No. We have no rights. That's the problem. We think we have rights. It's unmerited favor of God for His elect. It's favor and grace. It's amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. I've heard people say our rights come from God. No. Amazing grace comes from God. Imputed righteousness comes from the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ. People say, well, what about common grace? Common grace doesn't exist. That's a made-up term. People say, well, but he reigns on the just and the unjust. Yeah, that's rain. That's rain. You say, well, yeah, he feeds the beasts of the field. The Bible says that there are two kinds of people on the face of the earth. There are those who receive grace and those who are under the wrath of God. And to try to pretend something different is very dangerous. Welcome aboard Anna Maria Donaldo Manilo and Nan Vinuhay and Sam Joseph. And anyone else that has joined us that I can't see on the screen, welcome aboard. There is no power of God. The United States government thinks they're so almighty powerful because they're one of the strongest nations in the world militarily. The state of Israel has the same kind of ideas. But God is the one who allows kingdoms to rise and fall. God is the one who puts in place the government. If you read the Old Testament, it's very clear. And some people give honor and glory to the God of the Bible. And other people worship false gods, like Allah, and like Judaism, subscribing to the Kabbalah and to the Talmud, and like the Roman Catholic Church, worshiping their pagan gods. Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He's the Prince of Peace. He is the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. So today, there's going to be a lot of idolatry. A lot of people are going to spend a lot of money on fireworks and thinking they are being a patriot to the United States. The United States is an evil government. Literally murdered millions of people, gone to third world countries, and destroyed lives in the name of freedom. Ravished and raped countries of their financial resources, and supported a evil and corrupt state of Israel who has spit in the face of Jesus Christ and has mocked his name and upheld the oral traditions of men. And Christ came against the Pharisees. He was vehement against them. Him, both John the Baptist said, you scribes, you Pharisees, you hypocrites, who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come? And God's judgment is for its reinforcing homosexuality and perversion. You can believe it. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be coming of the Son of Man. They will be eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until Noah entered into the ark. And the flood came and took them all away. There were 8 souls saved by water. God has his remnant. And so if you are comfortable in believing that the United States is a great nation, and you want to get all proud when you're saying your pledge of allegiance, go ahead. You know, you may as well be saying, I pledge allegiance to the facts. That's exactly what you're doing. You're pledging allegiance to the LGBT and the faggotry and the perversion that the United States government is promoting right now. Case in point, what about all of these rainbow flags that are going up throughout the United States? I pledge allegiance to the fags of the United States and to the republic for which the fags stand, one nation under a false god, with false liberty and justice for all, which is a lie. One nation under a false god. That should be the pledge that we're saying today. I pledge allegiance to the fags. That's what we've done. We pledged allegiance to the fags, not the flag. We should be flying the flag upside down, which means nation in distress. We are a nation in distress. The judgment of God is on this nation. And Roman Catholicism, Pope Francis has endorsed homosexuality. Why do you think so much pedophilic behavior? And why is there so much sexual abuse in the Catholic Church? Why is over 60% of Roman Catholic priests involved in homosexuality? They pledged allegiance to the facts. Why do you think that the Talmud and the Kabbalah allows rabbis to rape children? You probably say this morning, well, Larry, you know, you seem very negative. You seem very against the United States. Is everything bad in the United States? No. God has his remnant in the United States. It's a very small remnant. It's certainly not an organized religion. You have your name in front of a church as public worship, you've already drunk Kool-Aid. You've already drunk Kool-Aid. God's church is underground. Because if you're publicly announcing all people are welcome here, what you're doing is you're welcoming the fags right into your church and take over. And they've already taken over the United Methodist Church, Southern Baptist Church, the Episcopal Church, the Assemblies of God Churches, the United Pentecostals, and the Nazarenes. Fags have taken over. What does Romans 1 say about it? He said they worship the creature more than the creature ever met. He says he will turn them over to a reprobate mind and do those things which are unseemly. And that's what they've done. Now they can go into a church and demand that they can be members of the church regardless of their perverted lifestyle. So today, when you eat your watermelon and you shoot off your fireworks, just remember. And the next time you say the Pledge of Allegiance, remember the Pledge of Allegiance to the fags. Let's think on these things today. Come out from them and be separate. All you ecumenicists out there, all you people who are joining with Rome and going to saying you're against abortion and locking hands with Roman Catholics, you realize that you are just joining right in to Roman Catholicism in Babylon. Babylon's going to fall. That great smoke of Babylon's going to rise one of these days. And so only God can give us grace to come out of Babylon. Revelation says these are those that came out of great tribulation and washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. And love not their lives unto death. Well, may the good Lord be with you today, is my prayer. And we need to think on these things and realize that we have no hope apart from God and His Son, Jesus Christ. God bless.